This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Most of us get health insurance through our jobs. Your company usually gives you one or two plans to choose from, and each payday, a little bit comes out of your check to pay for it. But there's a new trend emerging at some major companies, like IBM and Time Warner. Private healthcare exchanges, where you get a set amount of money and then pick from a bunch of different plans. It's an example of how the healthcare system is changing for everyone, not just people buying insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Alex Nussbaum has written about this. He's a health reporter with Bloomberg News. Thanks for being here, Alex.
Great to be here, Lizzie.
So explain these exchanges that companies are starting to use.
Sure. So these are websites generally where you can go and find a menu of insurance options. The idea here is that the individual worker or retiree can go choose their own insurance as opposed to taking the one or two options that your company could provide you through an employer-sponsored plan. And again, the idea, at least the argument from the companies, is that more choice will lead to a better deal for their workers or, again, their retirees. You don't have to take the one-size-fits-all plan. If you're relatively healthy, you can choose a plan that has higher deductibles but a lower premium. Maybe choose a plan that holds down costs by favoring generic drugs over brand-named ones.
So the idea here is that you have more choice as a consumer. I'd imagine this also saves the company some money, too.
Right. That's definitely a part of it. You know, healthcare costs, while they've been slowing in recent years, they've still been going up faster than inflation for over a decade, certainly faster than employee wages are going or the fixed income that retirees are on. So the argument is that this saves the company money and that it might save the individual who's buying insurance money. For retirees, depending on where you live, the Medigap or Medicare Advantage plan you can find might be a better deal for you than what your company can offer.
So I'm used to having an employer who just kind of gives me one health plan or two health plans to choose from. If my employer changes to something like this, how does that work for an employee?
Well, it means that the burden of choice is going to be much more on you. There's going to be more choices, more flexibility, but it's going to be up to you to figure it all out. I liken it to the move from pensions to 401ks that we've seen over the past couple of decades, where now you are really responsible for your own investments and choosing the right one. And, of course, for a lot of people, that's a sort of real headache and induces a lot of anxiety. But for other people, they probably like the freedom.
Right, because I'm thinking, oh, gee, that might be great. But on the other hand, I'm not an expert in this. How do I know if something's the right thing for me? Are there resources for people to help figure this out?
Well, the companies that are moving people to these exchanges argue that they also can provide a lot of resources for the employees. They can guide them, a lot of tools online, a lot of people that you can access over the phone to help you out. But it remains insurance. It remains a real complicated decision with deductibles, co-pays, various doctor networks, and the onus is really going to be on the individuals to try and sort that all out.
You reported on companies that are thinking about doing this and that are considering doing it for their retirees as well. Are there any where this is already in place where we know what the track record is?
It's sort of a trend that is in its infancy. There are a number of companies that moved in this direction. Just recently, we found out that IBM and Time Warner are making the switch to private exchanges for their retirees. And the jury is still out as to what it's going to mean for workers.
Do we have a sense yet of how much money companies are going to give their employees to buy insurance on these exchanges?
It's too new to really say for sure. I was talking to one benefits consultant who said that the contributions are often about $2,500 to $3,000. But I know of some companies that have made this switch or just dropped retiree coverage and are not offering any stipends. You know, their employees are really, or their retirees, are probably going to see a loss, again, unless the Obamacare benefits or what's available on these Medicare exchanges, unless they can find a good deal there.
$2,500 or $3,000.
Per year.
That's not a lot of money to buy a healthcare plan.
It doesn't sound like it. It's a whole lot less than what companies provide often for their active employees.
Are any companies going to move their active employees to these plans?
That's happening already. It's more in its infancy than the move of retirees to these kind of exchanges. Darden Restaurants owns the Olive Garden chain and a few other well-known chains did it last year. So did Sears. They both moved to an exchange run by another company, Ahon Hewitt. And the early reports are that it's held healthcare costs down, including for employees. But again, it's only a year's worth of data, so it's hard to say. But the thinking is that more and more companies are going to move their active workers in this direction, too.
You're talking about some pretty big companies here. I mean, Darden Restaurants owns lots of restaurants. IBM, Time Warner, they're talking about their retirees. But those are huge companies. I'd imagine if you have great big employers doing this, it could mean other employers watch them and say, you know what, I'm interested in that option too.
Yeah, it seems like an evolution that may become a revolution in the coming years. Again, a lot depends on how those Obamacare exchanges do as well. If people see that that works and that sort of proves the concept, then the thinking is that private companies using private exchanges may become a lot more common as well.
Alex Nussbaum covers healthcare for Bloomberg News. Thank you for joining me.
Okay, thanks.